Welcome to the Yolanda Shoshana podcast, where I get into lifestyle, pop culture, food, libations, advice, and a little bit of magic. Now, let's get wicked. Hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in. So, as we all know, we are kind of all about the coronavirus right now. I'm in New York City, so I'm not on lockdown, but I'm in the Bronx, kicking it, chilling in the Bronx. I go to the laundromat, the grocery store, and to my home, and I go out for walks, and that's about it. And I've been chatting online with friends and checking in with people. That's been my daily, and getting some writing and work done. So as I was thinking about what can I do during this time, my friends have happy hours covered. If you want to find a happy hour online, there's plenty of them. But for me, I wanted to do something a little different, and podcasting is one of my favorite platforms. If you follow me, you know I have a food and wine podcast that I do every once in a while called Culinary Courtesan. But I've wanted to do a pop culture podcast for a while, so now I have no excuses. So here I am, and getting into it. So if you are just now finding out about me and you're wondering if I'm a witch, the answer is yes. I am indeed a bruja. Am I a good one or a bad one? Well, time will tell. No, I am a good witch. I guess you would classify me as a good witch. And for me, well, let me go back a little bit, because most people are familiar with Wicca. I am not Wiccan. I would be classified as an eclectic witch, which means I use different traditions and different paths and cultures and things to do my magic. You'll find the term eclectic witch more in Europe than you will in the United States. And under that, I would also classify myself as a pop culture witch, which also means I use pop culture and modern things for magic as well. So that's me. I'll get more into that as I podcast. And of course, if you have questions, let me know. I am a psychic, a transmedium. I do spell work. I work with oils. I work with all of these things. I have clients around the world, some celebrities, some stay-at-home moms, some CEOs, etc., some people in the booze business. And for those of you who may be wondering, well, how did you become a witch and write about food and wine? It's all very connected, all the divination and everything that people did with food and wine and spirits. And the term spirits actually comes from people created libations to talk to people on the other side. So, more on that later. This episode is really about streaming services and things to watch. I know some of you may be at home, you're wondering, what are you going to watch next? Because we've done Netflix to damn death, right? Who hasn't? Though I still have stuff to do. There's stuff on my list. But I have compiled a little bit of a list of some of my favorite streaming service and two of my favorite apps of things you may not have thought about or what you may not know about. So the first one is Shudder. I've been looking at Shudder for a while. I've wanted to try it. Shudder is this channel that's all about like horror content with a mix of thrillers and supernatural and scary movies. Some of them old as fuck and they're funny and cheesy. And then some newer. And they also have some TV shows and they have a podcast. Well, Shudder is offering a 30-day trial. So there's no reason why I couldn't try it finally. And I'm in love with it. I'm actually going to do some movie and red wine pairings from the Shudder catalog and pop that up soon. But I highly recommend it if you're into that type of genre. And, you know, it's the genre that I'm starting to write now. So I'm really excited about some of the things I'm finding on the network. And some of them are just funny. So check that out. You can use code SHUTIN. It's on their website as well. And you will find out the information. Next up is Hulu. Now, I threw Hulu on the list because some people laugh at Hulu and they kind of sleep on Hulu. You know, I get it. I have Hulu. I've had Hulu for a while, and I go in and out of which plan I want to do. Sometimes I do their cheap plan, then I do their full-on I'm a baller plan. Depends on how I'm feeling and how much time I have. Now, they're giving away a 30-day free trial to new users, so why not check it out? Now, it's their basic plan, Which has some pretty decent stuff on there. Like if you like Golden Girls or some old movies or some of the newer movies, they have movies as well. But if you're feeling like you want a little bit more, I would say go ahead and try that their bigger plan where, you know, they have the ID channels, they have things from all Sci-Fi Network and all these other networks that you can also put on there as well. Well, they have sports, but sports aren't going right now. But they have other things that may be worth your time. Then, of course, Disney Plus, which everybody and their mama may have. I actually don't have it. I had it for like a week and I didn't really do much with it. I just wanted to watch Remember the Titans. I was in the mood. I don't know why. But they have the full-on Disney category, excuse me, catalog and Star Wars movies. And they have Frozen and Frozen 2. So that might be something that you want to check out. They also have The World According to Jeff Goldblum, and who doesn't love him? So it's a 7-day free trial. It's not 30 days, 7 days. And then after that, it's like $7 or something, which isn't expensive if you're really into Disney and Disney cartoons. Maybe worth your time if you have a kid in the house or you're just a big kid at heart. Then we have CBS All Access. Now, I love this because they also have original programming on their streaming service. So stuff you can't get on CBS TV, you can get some interesting stuff on their streaming service. Now, if you are a Star Trek fan, you can get this, check out Picard, and then, you know, let the trial go. But you got 30 days. They also have The Good Fight and Why Women Kill, which I've been wanting to check out. So I'm definitely going to be signing up for the 30-day trial as well, and all the other CBS stuff as well. You get all that and the programming. So 30 days, not too shabby. For those of you who don't have Prime Video yet, I recommend it. It's not too shabby, and they bundle things pretty well. Some of the movies sometimes are really, really great, and then sometimes it's a crapshoot. It's like, okay, if you like bad movies, I highly recommend it because you can go down a dark hole of bad movies for hours. Stuff that has you in awe that it was ever made. Sometimes that's a good day. You have a glass of wine or a shot of scotch, and you just sit there and go, huh. And then you'll find the most random people in those movies. And if you use Amazon a lot, it's pretty good because you get that free shipping. It's not a bad deal. I think it's worth your time. Or just check it out for a little bit. Check out their trial and see if it's something you want to do. 30 days is never a bad thing. For you sports fans who are jonesing and missing the NBA, aren't we? The NBA is doing a 30-day, the NBA League Pass is doing a 30-day, no, excuse me, it's not a 30-day trial at this point. It's till April 22nd. Almost 30 days. And you can watch the games from this season, the few that there were, and then you can watch classic games, get in a little Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, some LeBron, you know, all of them. You can go check out some games if you're feeling like you really miss your NBA. I mean, I know I do. I'm a big basketball fan, so it's a little odd. It's just odd not to have a sport at this time to check out. And my last streaming service I want to recommend is Sundance Now. If you are into indie flicks, documentaries, and some original programming and some international series, this is for you. They're doing a 30-day trial as well. And after that, it's only like $7. I mean, I always say, you know, indie programming is good to support. It gives them a voice, it keeps it going. So Sundance Now, the code is Sundance Now 30. So you pop that in and you should be good to go. So those are my streaming services, and I have two apps I want to recommend because, you know, sometimes you don't want to use a streaming service. And these two apps I've had for a while, and they just keep getting better and better. I don't have cable. I haven't had cable in years. And for me, so the Roku is great because you download what programming you want on an app. And I discovered Tubi TV because of Roku. It's Tubi TV. They have movies, television shows, documentaries, all types of stuff on there. Some of it's random, some of it's like old movies you loved back in the day, and some of it's like, okay. It's just this really interesting app that's got tons of stuff that you could go through and watch, and some of it's really good. So I highly recommend it. And you can watch it on your Roku, your phone, whatever platform you want, and just you can also just take it on the go when you're traveling, when we travel again. Oh God. And all that. And another app that's similar to it is called Popcorn Flicks. They too have similar type of programming, and I highly recommend that as well. So those are two of my favorite like apps that just have random fun stuff you can watch, and normally you can find a good movie or two to keep you occupied for a while, and sometimes it'll shock you. And then you'll find older movies with some of your favorite celebrities that you never knew that they did. You know how they try to hide that they did that shit. So, those apps. If there's a service or an app that I miss, please feel free to reach out and let me know. So, I just wanted to throw this podcast up for now and let you know you are not alone. And I'm here for you. If you need anything, please reach out. And I sincerely mean that. This is an interesting time. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. Because as I said, I feel emotions in the air. Somebody does care about you. Me. And take care of yourself, take care of your mental health. I recommend keeping a coronavirus journal. I started one because you never know what ideas and things will come out of it. I actually thought of a really great idea for a television show that I'm writing, and I will write because that's my next move. I really want to write TV and produce some stuff, so that's where I'm at. But you just never know what million-dollar idea will come out of this. Also, it's a good reminder to later. After this is over, you get to look at where you were, what was going on with you. It's also a great time for self-reflection. It really is. So take time to do a little meditation. You don't have to sit and meditate for an hour. I don't do that myself. I don't have the patience for it, but I also don't need to anymore. I can kind of tap in and shift my energy the way that I want, when I want. But take some time and do a little meditation. I highly recommend doing it at the beginning of the morning and at the end. It's kind of like doing a check-in with yourself emotionally. You get up and you center yourself and you ask yourself what's going on and how do you feel? At the end of the day, especially at the end of the day, before you go to bed, it's really great to let go of energy, especially negative energy that you do not want on your body. Just do like a dump. Just say you are releasing it. You're putting it back into the universe. You don't want it. Whatever conversation with the universe you want to have, just feel free to have it and give yourself that space. So, thank you for tuning in, and until next time, blessed be.